This is URN Sport.
Chris Young for University of Radio Nottingham, currently in the David Ross Sports Centre. How are you feeling for this weekend in general, Kelly?
Excited, obviously nervous, which I think is normal, such a big event, obviously because I want to do well, but kind of use those nerves into kind of go into the tournament. I feel quite confident with the way I'm playing, and yeah, let's just see how it goes.
And then how excited are you about competing in the David Ross Sports Centre itself, £40 million investment put into the David Ross Sports Centre, like in your home turf as well. So yeah. How does that feel?
It's amazing. Yeah, I think we're really proud to show it off. I feel really at home here. Brilliant facilities. We've got great strength and conditioning suite. We've got brilliant tables, brilliant hall, a good group of players. We all train together, work together. Quite a few of them are playing on the weekend, and that's really exciting. I think we'll have people we know coming to watch. So we'll just feel like well supported and at home.
Really excited. Obviously, to have such a big event of like the Nationals being held here is really good. Great for the university to showcase it off, really, to everybody that's going to be coming in over the weekend. Hopefully have some home advantage. It's just really nice, actually, because it being in Nottingham, we can stay at home. So all those kind of things, I think, will help us kind of not trying to get too lost in the tournament. Just treat it as a normal day, I guess, but try and be as focused as possible. And yeah, hopefully I get the outcome that I want.
The University of Nottingham has always had an extremely strong table tennis club in the Bucks.
Yeah.
So I think it's what you guys have reached 500 points already this year already. And then so how much of a crossover is there between players between the Bucks and the elite competitions like this?
I mean, so I won 3 gold at the Bucks Championships in doubles, mixed doubles and singles. So and we got the women's singles, women's doubles, and a lot of silver in the singles men's. So, you know, we absolutely dominated. You would get some of the top players playing. So I think ranks seeded 6th or 7th in the Nationals. There's players that are playing internationally, living in clubs abroad that aren't studying at university, obviously. You know, I've played in England teams with those guys, so I'm on that level. And the guys have chances to get through the groups, get to the last 16. We've got 2 players in the under-21s, Adam Harris and Gabriel Achebong, who are seeded as well. So we're up there. But obviously, you've got good international players coming in as well. You can definitely compete with them.
The players that we have here, I think we have all our first men's team are playing in the Nationals. A couple of the women players, I think we have 2, 3, including myself, competing at the national championships. Again, just great for the university that they've got some university players competing at such a high level in the UK.
And so Sport England has also awarded Table Tennis England £8.29 million as part of a national lottery government funding. How do you think this will help this all at a grassroots and elite level now?
Obviously, with the grassroots, that will help. I think now table tennis is one of, if not the most played sport in the UK. It's great that we can try and get some more table tennis tables into schools and youth clubs. And I think that's really important, because I think if we can try and get more of them, then hopefully we can have more elite players, and then hopefully those players will want to come to Uni of Nottingham.
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
In that case, that is that. Thank you so much for
Thank
your
you.
Time, and I wish you the best of luck for this weekend. And you've been speaking to University of Radio Nottingham.
This is URN Sport.